You guys have topics for the 76?
Huh?
Do you guys have topics for 776?
I'm okay with a topic, I guess. Yeah.
Do I have a topic? I'll think of something.
I mean, if you don't, I can come up with something.
Yeah, come up with something.
Okay, so 76. This is 76. All right. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
This is Jami.
This is Anna.
Oh, my whole thing happened a couple weeks ago. Let me set the scene first. It's a car accident, right? And my whole thing is, like, should I feel guilty for causing the car accident? You know what I mean?
Wait, but what?
You did what? I'm sorry, you did what?
Yeah. Let me set the scene. Hold on. Time out, man. Not so fast. Easy. Get off my dick. Easy. Let me set the scene. I'm at the light, right? Uh-huh. Red light. Uh-huh. There's two cars to my left that's about to turn left, right? Okay? And there's a car to my right, okay? Like I said, it's a red light. Everybody's red, right?
Okay.
So I know I'm looking ahead, but I know I'm kind of next. I didn't run the light. I didn't do a Mad Max. I didn't dump it or anything like that. But in the corner of my eye, as I was looking forward, there's a homeless guy crossing the street. You know what I mean? He does not have a protected, crossing the street. The homeless guy, he's kind of out of it. He doesn't have a shirt on. He doesn't have any shoes on. He's pushing a cart crossing the street. And like I said, I look up and realize it's green now, okay? And where he is, he's not quite at the middle section. He's maybe 3 or 4 feet away from the middle section and a few feet away from two cars. So in total, he's maybe like 11, 15 feet away from me, right? So it turns green. I obviously realize he is doing something illegal. You know what I mean? Everybody can go, you know what I mean? The other cars. So in my head, I said, you know what? I'm not scared for my life. I'm not scared of this shopping cart, because he's not that kind of, you know, he's not tweaking or anything like that. I never felt like I was in danger, but he is. But you know what I mean? He has the vibe of like, I'm in my own world, because he's looking down. He's looking at his shopping cart. But you know, like, it's not like I felt in danger, but in my head, I said to myself, you know what? I don't need this. You know what I mean? He's nowhere near me. You know what I mean? I have a green. Hey, I'm good legally. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not. But anyway, so I go. You know what I mean? I go. And then it wasn't until I crossed the street. I'm a few feet across the intersection and stuff like that. I realized, you know, the one thing I didn't factor in is like, was there a car behind me? So I looked behind me, right? And there was a car, not from the stop position, like where I was, but he was driving up to the intersection. You know what I mean? Mm. And I judged by how fast he was going. This is me looking back now. Judging me on how fast he's going pretty fast. I realized the two cars to my left was blocking that homeless person. You know what I mean? It was a confluence of a perfect, you know, events. You know what I mean? Where the guy's driving fast behind me, and the homeless guy's kind of blocked off. So I keep looking, and then the homeless guy crosses the street with the shopping cart, and the car hits the shopping cart.
Oh,
yeah.
And once again, you had the green, right? You had the green.
Yeah, I had the green. And that's why the guy behind me went, you know what I mean? Because he saw the same green I did. And stuff like. But like I said, because the homeless guy, judging by how fast the guy was going and where the cars on my left was, I think it's just like a perfect timing where I don't think the guy saw the homeless guy. Well, at least, you know, he was probably looking straight. He didn't see the homeless guy crossing straight. And I think the cars on my left blocked that vision and stuff like that. So like I said, he hits it pretty fast. I think he's going at least 45, 50. At least, but he only hit the cart. He didn't hit the guy. The guy was okay. This is all me looking in my rear view window and stuff like that. And then, the cart goes flying. And the guy, you know, realized what he did. He pulled over. I'm sure he called the cops and stuff like that. So my whole thing is, should I feel bad about what happened? You know what I mean?
I'm voting no.
Yeah.
Anna?
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm like 100% to blame, but I think the classic pie chart. Like, but yeah. I do feel like maybe 10%. I'll give it as high as I go.
Yeah. I feel like you can feel a little bad about it, but not like full on taking blame for it. You know,
right?
I'm gonna say
real quick. I forgot to mention. We're going to the car to my right, and the car to my right didn't go. You know what I mean? He saw the homeless dude, and then he decided not to go, and he decided to wait. You know what I mean? So, right. Sorry.
Okay. If I was you and I saw the homeless person with a shopping cart, I would not have gone in the green. I would not. But if you had if he was far enough from you that you could go forward, I don't blame you either.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, I honestly think I would say otherwise, but I honestly, because I've done some really crappy, just a couple of days ago, I did something really crappy where I made a left turn on the green and I almost got hit and I got T-boned. It was completely my fault. If I felt like I was really putting that homeless guy in danger, I would actually mention it on the podcast, and so I would actually generally feel bad. But like I said, he was a couple of feet away from the middle section, and then from the middle section, there's still two more cars. So I was like 100% sure I was going to hit the guy. So that. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I guess I would feel a little bad if the car behind me hit him, because the car behind me would not have hit him if I didn't move, like in that situation, right? But at the same time, a homeless guy was crossing when he shouldn't have crossed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
He got to take some ownership of the student and stuff like that.
And victim blaming.
There was a chance if I stayed because it was a green, my guy behind me could have rear-ended me and stuff like that. I mean, I had the protection of a car, unlike the homeless guy, but still, you know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, that's true too. But at the same time, you know, it's, I don't know. I wouldn't place a lot of blame in you, Drumming. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I honestly think if I would have, I like to think if I would have saw the car behind me, I would have made a difference. I would have stopped or put on emergency lights. But I, like I said, of all the things I kind of factored in real time, I did not consider there was a car in the back. You know what I mean? Mm. And also, part of me, I kind of thought the homeless guy was going to stop. But, you know, like I said, he wasn't giving off a manic energy. He was like in his own zone. So like he was looking down, at the cars. But, and also, just a little follow-up, a couple days later, I saw the same homeless guy again. He had another cart. This time, this cart had closed this time. He also had another cart with stuff inside. But yeah, it all worked out.
It's like I've seen this movie and TV shows before. I know an ambush where I see one. I'm going to take off.
Yeah. I guess. Anna, what do you think?
Yeah, Anna, what do you think?
About what?
About what Yami's situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I feel like...
10%, that's where I'm at right now. I feel guilty 10%. Yes, higher or lower, about right.
I would feel that guilt as well. I mean, I'd carry it with me and be like, oh my God, like, what have I done? Mm-hmm. But it's not like you outright did it maliciously, you know? Yeah. So I can't say you're, I understand where you're coming from, where you're going to carry that 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 10% is about right. I think that's a good number.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go on my own diatribe. I'll go on my diatribe here.
That cart went flying, by the way, guys. Like Mad Max, am I right?
I'm laughing.
That was the whole thing.
This is the part where you listeners find out that I'm not that nice of a guy as you might think, maybe. But anyways.
What?
First off.
No, don't worry. Nobody thought you were a good guy.
If it was a dog or a badger or even a rat, I will not move my car. I will let that thing pass, right? A person, a human person, knows what they're doing when they're crossing the street, when they shouldn't have crossed the street. Doesn't matter if you're homeless. You should not jaywalk when you're not supposed to. I mean, just because you're homeless doesn't give you rights to just do whatever you want. Come on now. Come on now. It's like, I firmly believe that I know we have a homeless situation, especially in California and nationwide. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a homeless problem because houses are too expensive, can't build affordable housing because nobody wants affordable housing next to them. So where else are they going to build it? Anyways, they have agency. I get that some of them have mental issues and they don't have, you know, but I really do feel like there's a lot of help going their way and they're just not taking it. I'm not victim blaming here, even though it sounds like I am. But shouldn't have been crossing the street. Should not have been crossing the street. They should have known better. Like unless they're like have a death wish and like I'm waiting for a car to hit me so I can just get this over. Mean for me to say that, but blah blah blah.
He clearly was not like paying attention to like the signs or whatever and stuff like that. He just kind of just crossed and stuff like that. You know what I mean? He was not looking up at all, looking at if it was safe to cross.
Yeah, and I mentioned this before in the podcast. My pet peeve is that in 2023 in California, you are allowed to jaywalk but the quote here is that only if it's safe. And a lot of people are taking forgetting that part of the aspect where they're just jaywalking like crazy, and it's not safe. So what the heck? Don't do it. Don't jaywalk if it's not safe. Don't do it. Just, you know, it isn't. The whole adage about like the pedestrian has the right of way. It's mm-hmm. on you. Okay. In yeah. Asian countries, people know how to professionally jaywalk because they know how yeah. to avoid cars. In America, for some reason, they think they're impervious to pain and yeah. screw you. I can do whatever I want. You're not going to hit me. If you're in Asia, you would be dead already. You know, yeah. so what the heck? Okay. Like just the, and going on a tangent here, there's this group of people that crosses that's in an intersection that I pass when I'm going home from work, and they always have the sign that says like, "We need money for a funeral," right? And it seems mm-hmm. like oh okay, you should help them, you know, money for funeral, blah blah blah. And then I'm pretty sure I see them do this every so often, and I'm pretty sure it's the same people.
Yeah. To be fair, that person's still dead. What do you think of that? That person's still dead.
I mean, like
they're not raw. They're not raw.
Like five months down the line, they're still asking for money for a funeral.
They're still dead, right? They're still dead.
You know, like I think the first couple of times I've seen it, it didn't register me that these are the yeah. same people. And then I think now I'm like, I think these are the same people.
Yeah.
What a scam. Mm-hmm. Anna, thoughts?
Yeah. Wow. Albert's just come out with hot takes, man.
I know. I'm a little shook. I don't yeah. know what to say. I'm like, I have no thoughts about
run that. Over people, yeah. kill dogs and stuff like that.
No, don't kill dogs. Don't kill dogs. Let dogs cross the road. Let dogs cross the road.
The funny thing is, nobody's going to listen to all three podcasts and connect all the dots.
No, just I know, right? You can listen to them out of order.
Yeah. Animals do not know the rule of the road. Yeah. They just walk. No, they just don't. Cross. Yeah.
Poor things.
Yeah. Humans do, don't. Okay? Yeah. People have to have agency on their own actions. Yeah. Come on. Anna, thoughts?
Save them, Anna.
I mean, I don't know that. Look, in my neighborhood, there are a lot of homeless people. Mm-hmm. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to run one over. Yeah, like, yeah. if I see a green light, I kind of have to slow down because I'm like, I think it's free, but there could be a homeless guy crossing yeah. the street and stuff. So it's kind of hard. And I that's my biggest fear. And it's scary for yeah. me, mm-hmm. but yeah. they should know, you know, yeah. they should know. They don't jaywalk when yeah. it's a very, very busy intersection and it's a green light and you're crossing the street where you shouldn't. Like,
yeah. Agreed. Even we live in a very, I live in a very kind of middle class, suburban, you know, protected kind of area, you know, very richy rich and stuff like that. Even, but I know. But the thing is, even after like midnight or something like that, the homeless people do kind of come out. I remember this one time I saw this homeless guy kind of jaywalk. He was carrying some sort of beer. It looked like beer cans. He looked tweaked out. And I saw my car like at least 200 feet behind. You know what I mean? I could not stop further away from the guy. I just let the guy do his thing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah. I do believe the onus is obviously, you know, legally the onus is on the driver, you know what I mean? But still, everybody just, yeah, but you know, come on, man. Just when the thing goes, what do you call it, white light, and just go. Also, I don't think, never mind, I don't want to go on.
Yeah, insurance yeah. would blame you. That is true. Yeah, insurance of course, yeah. will blame you. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. As somebody who ran over somebody crossing the street, if you're crossing the street, wait, do not assume
wait,
that the car.
Wait,
it's
what?
Going to stop for you.
Wait, what? Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Well, wait, did he just confess something on the podcast? What happened? Was it hypothetical?
Albert ended that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was hypothetical. Albert. If there's any lawyer listening, that was hypothetical. That was a what if just a scenario.
What if?
Yeah. Week.
Oh my God. That's another podcast. It's already been 2.5 hours. We got to move on. We got to move on.
Confession.
Yeah.
Here's speaking of moving on. I'm stealing this from a topic I saw in Trends, and I think it's a good question. If somebody goes, it's Wednesday. Let's assume it's it's Sunday. Okay, it's Sunday. As we're recording this, it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. Your spouse says, "Hey, don't forget we're having dinner with our friends next Saturday." What day is she referring to? Is it 6 days from now, or is it 13 days from now?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. If it's Wednesday.
No, that's right. Going to be Sunday. The example is Wednesday, but okay. as of this recording, it's Sunday. Okay. If your spouse says, "Hey, don't forget we're having dinner with our friends next Saturday," what day is she referring to? Is it this? Is it 6 days from now, or is it 13 days from now?
say so now. I would say, I think technically it's supposed to be like 13 days from now, but I think just based on conversation or regular conversation or common sense conversation, context, I would say this upcoming Saturday.
And Anna, what is your poll, your guess?
Plot twist, there is no spouse. This is why relationships fail, because you can't communicate. The follow-up question is, what is the date?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if there is no follow-up question, what day is she referring to?
It's the Saturday that's the next Saturday.
Okay. So.
You have to think. I would think it's the next Saturday. So it's today's Sunday, right? So I would think it's next Saturday. So the next Saturday is coming up. It's the one 6 days from now.
Yes, 6 days from now. Yeah.
Right. So my answer is John Meggs. It's the one that's coming up, Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why would you say next Saturday? The next Saturday is the one coming up. That's the next Saturday you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in language term, apparently, it is 13 days from now.
Next Saturday.
Upcoming Sunday. The next Saturday. First off, why would you say next Saturday? Why don't you just say, hey, don't forget, we're having a date with our friends this coming Saturday?
This is why marriages end in divorce.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get stuck on these kind of minutia points, that means your marriage is in trouble and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but I'm saying is this, that I mean, it's next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. Wouldn't it be easier to just say that than just saying next Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
For the record, this is not me. I'm getting this from another person.
I try to say the date. Next Saturday, the 20th.
I would do the same thing too. I will put the date on there. I'll be saying it's on your calendar. You can see it on your
communicate.
Calendar.
Communicate. Yes. Communicate.
This is a bit of a tangent. Speaking of marriage and stuff like that, this is a weird tangent. Has to do with my recent trip to Singapore. Mm-hmm. On one of the flights to Singapore and stuff like that, I was sitting down already, and then there was a married couple with kids and stuff, walking down the aisle, and the lady, the wife said, "Oh, where's the carry-on?" And then the guy's, you know, walking in front, he says, "It's right here." You know, it's 40. Where she was, she couldn't see it. And he says, "Oh, yeah, it's right here." And, well, he didn't say it like that. He in her mind, he said it with a lot of venom, because she shot him a look, and she said, "Why you say it like that?" And he said, "I didn't say it like that." You know what I mean? And there was this back and forth that I had to listen to for like 30 seconds. And it was just like, there was so much like not venom, but tension. And they must have had many, many fights before. But yeah, that was very uncomfortable 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
That means they've definitely been fighting about this trip for like a day.
A long time. They've been fighting for a long time. They've had many different fights. And stuff. It was so, so tense and stuff like that. Because he just, "What? Don't say it like that. Say what? I didn't." He was like, I didn't say it like it anyway. It wasn't a thing. You know what I mean? But yeah. It's good times. Marriage.
My favorite part about people watching is catching those fights. It's like, ooh, what's going on in your life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a window into like a marriage and stuff like that. You know?
But do you consider bickering fighting?
Kind of, yeah. A little bit, yeah. I remember this one time I was at the gym, and this two lady couples and stuff, they were kind of fighting and stuff like that. What they were going to do after the gym and stuff like that. I think they were swiping each other too. Another time, I witnessed domestic violence, but it was not
this is beyond bickering. I said my example is bickering is my example.
This chick was slapping the shit out of him.
That's bickering. That's not bickering.
Yeah. He had to drive, pull into the Ranch 99 parking lot to make sure he doesn't crash. And so I remember seeing that. So yeah.
What?
Good times, man.
Not the definition of bickering. Okay, Anna, do we consider...
bickering is going to lead into fighting. Not or necessarily. It is a post-fighting thing.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say not necessarily. I don't know.
Albert, yes? You're asking the resident single girl about bickering with the spouse or a relationship.
I am the resident married guy here, so...
Exactly. So you're asking the wrong person.
Okay, fair.
You know?
I'm just looking for an outside perspective.
Okay, so friend-wise, if we're bickering, there's tension. So there must be a reason why we're bickering and at least still fight. But that's a girl thing.
Sure.
So I don't know about interacting with males, because I've never had a boyfriend.
So in conclusion...
I'm kidding!
So in conclusion, when we say next Saturday... let's not say next Saturday. That's the conclusion. Just say
Saturday
the first. Or, yeah, exactly.
Or
yeah.
the upcoming
Saturday. Which don't make it confusing. Don't trap them. Don't trap them saying next Saturday. Yeah. Wink, wink. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But Anna's right, though. Just say something with a date on it. Then there's no mystery. That takes the mystery out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This coming Saturday is better. It's better communication.
And by the way, this is another tangent. I just recently learned that Sunday is technically the start of the week. What's that bullshit? And so on.
Actually, is it technically? Because I've seen other people say otherwise.
I heard technically it's Sunday. Sunday is actually the start of the week. And so on.
For me, it is.
I think it's bullshit. I think it's, yeah.
For me, it is. For me, it is.
End of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you go by technicality in terms of verbiage, weekend, right? Weekend. Yeah. So Saturday, Sunday should be the end of the week. Me, on the other hand, I do consider Sunday the first day of the first day of the week. So
everybody can suck my ass.
All right. I do have one slight additional topic here. I want to.
Oh, and then can I go?
Well, we still got recommendations coming up.
No, she has her story.
I have a story.
Oh, you do have a story. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, so can I go after?
I would say this for next time. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Albert's right, because Albert thought you didn't have a story. That's like
the whole thing. I thought of something.
All right, go ahead.
I wanted to say something.
Go ahead.
No, I meant like, can I go and say my story, not like, can I go, you know?
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, tell your story.
My story, okay. So on Friday evening, I went to Disneyland because my friend wanted us to go see the opening night of Fantasmic. Mm-hmm. And that was a crap show. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Which one was that?
That's the one with the dragon.
That's the one with the dragon.
The dragon that got burnt down.
That's not the one where Mickey Mouse makes the brooms dance somewhere?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that the one?
That's Fantasia.
So I wouldn't know.
It's the Mickey with the magic hat. There we go. Sorcerer Mickey.
Which one is the one with the dancing hippo?
That's also Fantasia. But the show Fantasmic.
The show.
Yeah. I know. I love Dancing Hippos. Go ahead.
I love Dancing Hippos too. So first of all, there are two shows. We waited till the last one, the second show, but they didn't flush out the people from the first show because it was so packed. Yeah. No, it was so disorganized. And let me tell you one thing. Like, my friend was the one like, we gotta see it. And guess what? He got to see it because guess who didn't get to see it? The short one.
Yeah.
Me. I could not see the show. And I was just like, okay, I was watching it through people's phones when they were recording. Mm. But like, and midway through, my friend's like, this show sucks. I don't like it. And I was like, we went through this whole thing for you not to like this show. Like, what the heck? So I just like, I was a little disappointed, but it's not my fault. It's my fault. I'm short. So
Not your fault.
So you can take time. So you guys take time out in this podcast and say F your friends, is what you're saying. I think that's what we're saying. Yeah. No, I like it. Personal grievances. I like it. Air them out.
No, we say, this is why I say no FOMO. Just watch it on YouTube. FOMO. Just watch it on YouTube.
No, yeah. You know, the thing is, I wasn't excited to see this. I'm not really titillated by these shows, although I did like the fireworks show.
Titillated. I love it.
Titillated. I'm not titillated.
I'm putting that down as the title of the episode. Yeah. Titillated.
I want everybody on this podcast to make a note to use the word titillated more in our future podcast, okay? Make a note. I want everybody to write this down, okay?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful adjective.
Love it.
I'm just saying, personally, I'm not titillated by these firework animation shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I did like the Star Wars one. I was really into it. But other than that,
how would you describe that feeling?
Titillating.
We did it again.
Yeah.
Final episode. So I hate saying, like, I can't admit this, but I just really don't like those shows. So for me, I don't see the worth in waiting an hour before, like standing and getting your spot. It's just important to me.
Is untitillated a word? Because you use it here.
I'm untitillated.
not today. Under to the later? I don't know. Yay! There you go. We did it again, guys.
I'm not a big fan of these shows. I rather just go on the rides because no one's paying attention or whatnot. But those fireworks, I do like World of Color. Again, I don't want to wait. I just want to show up when the show starts and then leave, you know? But
I agree.
You have to camp out and do all this crap.
It's the reason why I advocate for Genie Plus. May as well, you know, I get it. It's expensive. But hey, if you can afford it, it's fantastic.
It's true.
We can write this down again. This is the hot take. Don't be poor, guys. Do not be poor. Don't be poor, you bastards.
Don't be poor, you bastards.
Although, in all fairness, yesterday when I went to Disneyland, right? Like my friend wanted to go to Rise of the Resistance, and I'm like, why don't we just Genie Plus it? And then he's like, it's $30. I'm like, $30? That's expensive.
It hasn't stopped being $30 since I got my annual pass.
Well, the last time Genie Plus.
It was like 20, 25.
It was $30 per person. Yeah. When the last time a Genie Plus did a while back was like $20, whatever.
Yeah.
How much time do you save for the? A lot.
You save so much. The Genie Plus line for a Rise of the Resistance is very much cheating. Because you're essentially like, here's the walkway to the ride. And hey, you're on the ride already? Wow, fantastic. It's like, it's like when whoever came up with that idea for the Genie Plus line for Rise of the Resistance being that short. You're chef's kiss.
I think because it's $30 now, not all people want to pay it.
Yeah.
I don't know. $30. I mean, I'll do 20. 30 is too much for me.
30 is a lot.
I don't think I could do it for Rise. That's paying $30 for Rise.
$20. $20 is a good number because it's actual bill and stuff like that. $20.
Exactly.
Good.
30 sounds a lot.
Yeah.
But this is so. This time for Disneyland, I took the train up and I took the bus, which let me just tell you, I am grateful that 20-year-old me was able to navigate LA without a smartphone or Google Maps because 30-year-old me cannot do it. I was like, okay, I'm reading the map. I need to get on the right thing. Yeah. And Google Maps lied to me. It told me to go to the wrong dock.
Yeah.
I'm like, you liar. But I was struggling and I'm like, okay, I need to follow the map.
This is something I think about a lot, actually. And then I think this is more targeted toward Albert. Do you remember a time when we didn't have smartphones? How did we get around? How did we meet people and stuff like that? It's incredible that we actually met people at the right time, right location. You know what I mean? It's
remarkable. I did too. We barely had cell phones. Like
in the early 90s,
cell phones. There were no texting. Like
when you call people and they didn't answer, you just didn't talk to them.
Crazy snail mail.
I'm starting to think it's a conspiracy theory by Google. Because I think Google Maps on iPhone is busted. Because I don't have the promise you have. So I think
so
it's...
So if you look up Anaheim Transit Center to Disneyland and you click the transportation, what dock does it tell you to get on?
I don't know. I never tried it for that example.
Well, I want you to try that right now. Because you're saying iPhone is busted. I want you to try that right now.
No, not iPhone is busted. I think they purposely made Google Maps worse on iPhone. So from Disneyland to the which one?
The Anaheim train station, like the transit station. I don't know what it's called? But the Anaheim
Transit Plaza.
Yeah, that's the one.
Why are we doing this on the podcast?
I don't know. But look, when we'll do this at Comic-Con or something, we will play around with this. And if it tells you dock 6, it's wrong. It's supposed to be dock 5. Okay. Just saying. So if Google Maps is broken on iPhone, then I need to know. But if it's just ridiculous.
Okay.
We're gonna figure this out.
Sure. All right. Okay then. Oh, there we go. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found on whowhatworstwhite.com. Before we go, let's give our 200 listeners some recommendations for this week.
I think the big story for June, I think it'll be official in June. TNT, which has owned the NBA broadcasting rights partially for like 40 years now,
will probably
become official and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It looks like it's going to be ABC Disney who owns the main package right now. They'll retain their package. The second package will be with Amazon, right? And the third one will be NBC. It'll go back to NBC and stuff like that. So it looks like TNT, Warner Brothers will lose the NBA package. And my recommendation is go YouTube Inside the NBA, which is the TNT broadcast, Inside the NBA highlights and stuff like that, you'll see some of the funniest highlights of that show for the last like 20-something years. I only say 20-something years because that's when the show has really hit stride with Charles Barkley, KJ Smith, Shaq, and Ernie Johnson and stuff like that. It's hilarious and stuff like that. So yeah, it's if everything goes like I mapped out earlier, it'll become official in June, and also so the next season will be the last season with TNT. So it'll be the last.
So you're saying the recommendation is Inside the NBA highlights?
Yeah, the highlights and stuff like that. Because it's like a retrospective going back and looking at all the fun that we've had and stuff like that.
Oh, you're going to have to send me the link because I'm not sure
what. It's an easy search. I'll forward it to you, but it's an easy search. Because of dozens and dozens of people that put together clips of Inside the NBA on YouTube. And so it's an easy search. But yeah, I'll show it to you.
Okay. Anna.
I would like to recommend everyone to go see Furiosa.
That's it? That's your recommendation?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Just go see it and tell me what you think about Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's the name. Mad Jack.
Mad Jack. Tell me what you think about Mad Jack, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I am high off that movie.
Speaking of Mad Jack, though, people, if you're not into Doctor Who, this past week's episode was a doozy. It's like, definitely go check that out. I don't know I think you can watch it not knowing much about Doctor Who, because it can kind of stand on its own. So, yeah. It's called 73 Yards, that episode. You should check it out as well, to tie into the whole Mad Jack thing. My recommendation is for people who keep saying there's nothing good in Hollywood anymore. Stop saying that, okay? So my recommendation is stop saying that. Because it's not true. There are still good movies to watch in theaters. You're just not looking good enough, not well enough to find them. Okay. And my other recommendation relating to that is if anybody you meet says there's nothing good to watch in Hollywood anymore, you're going to have to ask them, oh, have you seen Dune Part 2? Have you seen The First Omen? Have you seen Abigail? Have you seen Challengers? Have you seen The Fall Guy? Have you seen Furiosa, the Mad Max saga? If the person
don't
says
ask them that.
No. The person says nothing good in Hollywood. Ask them that. Movie. Tell them, well, then why didn't you watch those? Those are good movies that are still in theaters. So why aren't you watching those? See,
I saw Babes this afternoon and stuff. It's a very good art comedy and stuff.
See, there we go. Movie. See, there are still good movies in theaters. There's too many people who are saying, "God, nobody's going to the movies anymore because it's nothing good." Lies. There are still good stuff to watch in theaters. So yeah. That's my recommendation. Stop saying that. And if you know somebody who's saying that, ask them what they've seen recently. And that will tell you everything you need to know. All right. This was episode 776, for sure. 776, yeah. Of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Where's Why production.